Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And thank you for this beautiful rain falling. And we thank you now as we get into your word. You rain on our spirits to just keep us in tune with your beauty and your goodness. Thank you, Lord. We didn't have to do anything about coming into this world and having all this beauty all around us, our beautiful family, friends. All things, everything comes from you, and so we can just be thankful and just resting in the understanding that we've got a good God, a good Father, and thank you for a Father's love today again, Lord, as we experience your goodness in Jesus' name. Amen.
We are reading Romans 14, verse 6 to 9. Each person is free to follow the convictions of their own conscience. What's important in all this is that if you keep a holy day, keep it for God's sake. If you eat meat, eat it to the glory of God. And thank God for prime rib. If you're a vegetarian, eat vegetables to the glory of God. And thank God for the broccoli. None of us are permitted to insist on our own way in these matters. It's God we are answerable to, all the way from life to death and everything in between, not each other. That's why Jesus lived and died and then lived again, so that he could be our master across the entire range of life and death, and free us from the petty tyrannies of each other.
So despising and judging, it's from weak conscience or a strong conscience. We've got to put that aside. And what conscience do we take hold of? We take hold of a love conscience. Amen? God loved us and has given us everything freely. Every good gift and perfect gift comes from him. So we must just stay in the love, guys. That's what it's all about. We're there to encourage and build each other up and pray for each other, and that's it. We leave the judging to the Lord. Amen. Mercy triumphs over judgment. We just stay in the mercy, we stay in the love conscience. And when we are babes, we have certain convictions, and that's right, you stay there. It's like a baby. When a baby is starting to grow up and he's starting to crawl, he's on that level. You can't tell him, hey, you should walk like me, or you should run like me, or ride bicycle like me. He's not there yet. So you just love him right there where he's at. The conscience level God has given him is getting him to get his crawling muscles going. That's where he's operating on. And then later on, he will start getting the walking muscles going and then the running muscles. So God meets us exactly where we are, and then he just takes us forward. And that's a sad thing. We're wanting everyone to see like we see, do what we want to, but that would be horrible, because then we'll just be a whole lot of copycats. But it's so beautiful to know we are each uniquely, wonderfully, and fearfully made by God, and God has got a wonderful love plan for each and every one of us. And that's all we need to do, is stay in tune with him and then just love and encourage, pursue a loving atmosphere, pursue peace with everyone. That's it. Back to that basic, beautiful scripture, pursue peace with everyone and holiness, without which no one will see the Lord. So when we do pursue love, peace, and staying in the footsteps of Jesus, we see the Lord, we experience him. So you don't want to miss out on this wonderful God and this wonderful God's love plan for your life. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.